We continue to focus on the city where you reside. We pray you become alert to the crime stats in your area, even the news that's reporting anything that's going on, that you would stop and pray for it. You can even go to Crime Grade, plug in your zip code, and discover some information about the crime levels in your neighborhood. There's a promise in Isaiah 60, verse 18, that says, "No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise." Oh, can you just envision your city right now and a wall around it called salvation, and the gates, anything that opens up into your city would be called praise. Imagine people going to the every area that opens into your city and you start praising God. Well, let's stop and pray for people to get saved, and those who know God speak more praises from our lips so that violence will be stopped. Father God, we thank you for your word that says violence can be stopped and that the promise is there. And we know that it pleases you when we come to you and seek your face and humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways. You would say you will heal our land, and we ask you to heal our city. Lord, you are well pleased, according to Isaiah 42:21-22, for your righteousness' sake. You will exalt the law and make it honorable. And you also said that the people have robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers, for plunder, and no one says restore. We pray for the prisoners that are housed in our communities or near our communities. We have quite a few prisons in our county. We have one in the city that I live in, and it holds people from all over the county. And we pray, God, for them to see revival. We pray for restoration and more people to go and start a prison ministry from a variety of different churches so that they reach different people inside, including those that work there. We pray for the body of Christ to awaken to the righteous calling of our city and region and call for the restoration of righteousness in this area. We pray for eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to each of us, to awaken us to the spiritual concerns around us. We repent for any complacency, apathy, lukewarmness, and ask you, God, to show us what needs to be restored. Set a fire down in our souls. Pray for strength and favor for Christians in leadership. Isaiah 60 says that it will not longer be heard. We pray that violence would not be heard in the city as we enter the summer months or as we enter the fall months. We decree that the powers of destruction will be unable to operate in the borders of and speak the name of your city. I will just say San Bernardino County. And that instead, revival would begin to take place. Isaiah 59:6, that their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. We pray that every web of violence and iniquity would be uncovered, exposed, and stopped in the mighty name of Jesus. For they have rebelled against you, but let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous, will favor you, will surround them with a shield. We pray for the favor for the righteous, strength and resources for those ministering to the broken and hurting in our community, who are often those that fall prey to violence. And so, Father, we thank you that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we thank you, God, that we will continue to lift up our city as we continue to pray your words and intercede and petition you until we see change happen. In Jesus' name, amen.